This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crockers when we need them.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we do, I like to go over there to thetruthaboutguns.com. I only get to go there once a month, or once a week, because I used to use them as a resource. Now I use them for just one day. And I do that in tandem with their editor-in-chief, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
A little under the weather, but that's okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Me too. I'm real tired of it, to be honest with you. Let's start with this one, and this is an article by John Bach. And I mean, the New York Post. Let me ask you a question. You remember when? You remember when Recoil Magazine had the thing where the Jerry Tsai, he was the editor, and he did a review of a gun. And he said that the gun would never be intended for civilian hands, and rightfully so. And overnight, 90% of Recoil Magazine's advertising went away. Do you remember that?
I do remember. That was a kind of a Zumbo-esque type of situation.
Yeah.
It was pretty ugly.
Now, Jerry Tsai was a California gun guy. I don't know whatever happened to him. Nobody. I've never heard from him since then. He's a California gun guy. He grew up in an environment, I guess, and, you know, it makes me wonder because for what you do, you look outside what goes on in Austin, Texas. You look all over the United States. You see all the attitudes, all the impressions. And I'm looking at this thing here with the New York Post. See, Jerry Tsai was a California gun guy. New York Post, those guys are New York, they're Northeastern conservatives, which makes them Democrats in most places.
Well, they do take a lot of conservative positions, and certainly in New York City, they are they qualify as conservative because Bernie Sanders is probably to the right of the New York Times and Daily News these days. However, the New York Post has been very consistent over the years in its opposition to gun rights. They have always been four square for gun control in the city and the state. Happy to jump on the bandwagon that the rest of the media gets going every time there's a high-profile shooting.
Well, let me just ask you a question. I don't know if you know the exact answer to this. Based upon what I know about circulation, I would imagine you have more unique visitors in a week than they put out papers, for example.
Probably. I don't have their circulation numbers in front of me, but we get about 1.5 million unique readers per month. I don't know what their circulation is. Actually, in a city of 8 million people, you know, they may certainly print more papers than that. I don't know how many. I don't know what their audited circulation numbers really are. But we do very well, so we're happy with our numbers. You got to remember the people who write for the New York Post, as well as the New York Times and the Daily News. These people live in Manhattan.
Sure.
They are not people who have a lot of experience with firearms. They all share this, you know, they all went to the same schools, the same journalism schools. A lot of them have to share the same backgrounds. And the thought of those crazy people in the middle of the country owning scary black rifles that look like machine gun just scares the hell out of them. So when there is a black swan event like the Boulder shooting, or the shooting in the Atlanta massage parlors, which again are extremely rare, when those things happen, it scares them and it scares their metropolitan New York readers, they figure nobody needs these guns. Let's just outlaw them.
You know, something interesting about New York, when they filmed Death Wish in New York, a lot of people in New York did not want that film there.
I'm sure.
Because
it was exactly flattering.
It depicted the side of New York that nobody liked to look at.
Right, exactly.
It also depicted the thing they were afraid of was that people were going to look at this as sort of a primer. So my question becomes, if we're looking at this, and first of all, we got these weak minds that believe, for example, that I see that they wanted to change. They decided to change this from an outright ban to getting weapons of war off the street. I want to rent some Humvees and some M60s and some M2s and a few Gatling guns and some real, you know, some four-deuce mortars. And I want to put them on vehicles and roll down these streets and say, these are weapons of war.
Well, as you know, we embedded an image in that post showing a 1911. That's a weapon of war.
I know. They've
shown a picture of a Mossberg shotgun. That's a weapon of war. Do they want to outlaw those too? Because these people have no idea what kind of agitprop they have been exposed to and are now spouting when they talk about quote unquote weapons of war. They don't understand the term. They probably don't understand where it came from. And the fact that they're using it and falling into the trap, it's not even a trap. I mean, it's actually a strategy that most of the rest of the media uses the same term as a scare tactic to frighten the average, uninvolved, uneducated reader who thinks, oh, of course, you know, why should my neighbor be keeping a machine gun in his garage? We can't have that. Nobody needs a machine gun. That's really what these people are banking on, their average reader who is not a gun guy or a gun person has no idea what they're really talking about here and what the reality of any of this is. So that's why it can be effective.
Well, I'm just looking at that stuff. And I consider where they're from. I understand where they're from. And I get where the problem, you know, especially with New York, the reason they have the New York trigger in New York for NYPD is because those people don't grow up around guns. They don't have the four rules ingrained in their head, so then they get a gun and they see that hole with the curly thing in it, and they're like, this is where this figure goes, and, you know, then they do it.
Yeah, and in fact, it makes those guns more dangerous than a standard off-the-shelf Glock.
Yeah, well,
I don't have to pull a 12 or 15 pound trigger. Do you?
No, I mean the trigger pull should not exceed the weight of the weapon when it's loaded. That's just wrong. Yeah. Coming up on the first break now. This article is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. They are a very prolific group when it comes to putting out stuff, a huge website. All of it is organic, although they may reprint a few things here and there. Most of it is organic, created there. They cover the entire spectrum of the gun culture, of the gun world, the politics, the reviews, the trends. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And let's talk about Kinesia. Is it Kinesia or Kinesia versus Strom?
It's Kinesia, I believe.
Okay. Well, I'm just reading your copy. It doesn't have an L in there, Dan.
Oh, doesn't it? Oh, well, okay. Well, that's my mistake.
It does not in the title. It does in the copy, so I'll just get past it.
Oh, then that's probably our mistake. In any case, this is a case that was argued before the Supreme Court last week, and it has to do with the ability of law enforcement to search property and search a home and confiscate firearms or other property without a warrant. There has been an exception to the Fourth Amendment called the community caretaking exception. And basically what that has always meant is that if there's an accident on the street or somebody abandons their car, police can take the car, get it off the road, to free up traffic, and they can search the car to make sure there's nothing dangerous or whatever inside the car when they take it. Well, in this Kinesia case, there was an argument between Mr. and Mrs. Kinesia. And Mrs. Kinesia left, but Mr. Kinesia said, "Why don't you just shoot me?" Mrs. Kinesia left, spent the night out at a hotel, and then when she called the next day, she couldn't get her husband on the phone, so she called police for an escort back to her home to make sure that everything was okay. Well, when they got there, they went in, they talked to Mr. Kinesia and talked him into allowing them to search his home, and then they confiscated his firearms, and they told Mrs. Kinesia that he agreed to all this, when in fact, apparently he didn't. And it took a long time for Mr. Kinesia to get his firearms back. He had to sue to do that. And it resulted in a lawsuit, which is now Kinesia versus Strom before the Supreme Court, under which Mr. Kinesia wants to invalidate the search and make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. Well, the Biden administration, in its infinite wisdom, has argued that the community caretaking exception should be expanded from vehicles and other types of situations to the home as well. And what it in effect would do would put the decision as to whether or not a police officer can search without a warrant in the officer's hands if he thinks that public safety outweighs privacy rights protected by the Fourth Amendment. You can see how that would be set an incredibly dangerous precedent if that is allowed to go forward.
So what are your thoughts on that? What do you think about that actually being something that might happen?
But, I can't handicap that kind of thing. We are in a situation with the Supreme Court where we should have a comfortable 6-3 balance of power, and these types of cases should be slam dunks. But that is not, in fact, where we are. We are living under the mistake that George H.W. Bush made when he appointed Chief Justice Roberts. So we are in a 5-4 situation, and that fifth vote isn't always sure in every circumstance. It's hard to predict how these things happen, and there are people who are much better at it than I am. Who know the track records of the specific justices on these kinds of questions in the past. So I'm not qualified to handicap this kind of thing. It just scares me, given the current atmosphere in the country, and what appears to be the Supreme Court's ability or willingness to allow itself to be bullied by the press into certain decisions, certainly on the part of Chief Justice Roberts and possibly others as well.
Yeah, that part, the opinion polls or whatever you call these things where they get out there and say, well, we think you should do that. I don't quite understand why these guys fall for this. I know that the Supreme Court considers themselves to be, you know, really cool, man. They're really cool. But and it's really exclusive to be in the Supreme Court. And I would expect they're probably a little concerned that court might get packed, except that threat is all based upon losing the filibuster, right?
Correct. There's a couple things. There's the pressure that was applied back during the Obamacare case, you know, where the justices who have to live and work in D.C. and go to the same cocktail parties as all kinds of, capital denizens, they want to be thought well of. They don't want to be socially ostracized if they do something like call the Obamacare what it was and instead redefine it as a tax rather than a fee. But now, there, in addition to the social pressure, there's also the pressure, which is explicit. If you listen to people like Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and others in the Senate, there's pressure. So, if the court starts to tilt too far to the right, they could find themselves, then they might try to make good on packing the court with justices that the liberals in the Senate like. Now, again, that would depend entirely on losing the filibuster.
Right. Will you hang on for me? Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. He's the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
90% of American adults will be eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccination within the next 3 weeks. President Biden speaking more about the eligibility expansion at a White House event.
I'm directing my COVID team to ensure there is a vaccine site within 5 miles of 90% of all Americans.
Pharmacies offering vaccinations will soon increase to nearly 40,000 across the United States. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is worried illegal immigrants being brought to his state for processing will spread coronavirus.
They are being handled appropriately, I'm told, but what is happening to the adults that have been exposed to those children who have COVID?
He says the kids will stay at a handful of shelters across the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A reasonable doubt is a doubt that is based upon reason and common sense. At the end of this case, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about doubt.
That's defense attorney Eric Nelson in his opening statements in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. Nelson also cautioning the jury about jumping to conclusions. Traffic through the Suez Canal is resuming after a massive container ship was stuck in the vital waterway for almost a week. Suez Canal authorities saying the Ever Given is moving again and is going through the Great Bitter Lake for a technical inspection. Senator Tom Tillis will undergo surgery next week for prostate cancer. The North Carolina Republican releasing a statement saying his cancer was detected relatively early. He's expected to make a full recovery. Wall Street starting the week on an up note, the Dow gaining 98 points to close at 33,171. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and let's talk about what happened in Colorado as far as the murdered cop's father, who apparently the police officer that was murdered in that rampage killing, he was not somebody that was for gun control, was he?
No, not at all. Apparently the officer who was first in was killed by the murderer there. Owned an AR-15, was an average shooter before he became a cop, and as his father indicated to the media when asked, he was an opponent of gun control, and the father said that there's just he said, quote, "My son would have been deeply offended to know that his death would have been used to promote gun control." In effect, don't use my son's death to promote your anti-Second Amendment agenda, as right. So many people have done, and as the president is doing as we speak.
Anytime something happens in Colorado, especially. Because Colorado went really, really blue in 2013. They've got it all. They've got the wish list, don't they? Do they have, now in Colorado, while they do have the universal background check, do they have a registry? Because we know the NIJ told the feds that you had to have one of those for that to work.
No, they don't have a registry. They have a magazine capacity limit, and they have a red flag law. So they have much of what the Democrats in Congress and the civilian disarmament industrial complex says that the country should have in order to prevent these kinds of things. Yet somehow it didn't work in Colorado.
Yeah. The other thing, you mentioned the red flag order. Now, this guy's family had misgivings about him, right?
Severely. And when his brother was interviewed after the shooter was identified and said, you know, he's probably mentally ill. You know, he had been arrested for assault. I think he may have been convicted. It was misdemeanor assault. Maybe pled guilty to misdemeanor assault a couple of years ago. He was known as being hot-tempered. His brother said he was possibly mentally ill. This was not somebody who was, by any estimation, well-balanced. Yet he was in a situation in which they chose to make sure that he didn't have access to firearms.
I would have thought, you know, if I had a family member that I was close to, that I observed on a daily basis, and he goes out and he is as loose a cannon as this guy apparently was, if he goes out and buys a gun, like in the case of an AR-15, I'm liable to get out there and just go, I think I'll just take that bolt carrier group out of that sucker.
Yeah.
At the very least, you know, at the very least. I mean, this guy, and I'm not trying to make him out to be a victim, he's a monster. But what do they say? There's five stages for the active shooter. When he bought the gun and he was in stage four, they could have intervened, and for whatever reason they didn't. So.
Yeah, I'm no fan of due process free red flag confiscation at all. I think they're an abomination. But there are things that family members can do, even short of that, to make sure that if somebody does have a firearm, like you said, take the bolt carrier group out. If there's somebody in my family who I thought presented a real threat, I would certainly take action.
In any event, they also typically, as we know, like in Parkland, a lot of the parents of some of the Parkland children, they're not out there looking for gun control, and they don't think gun control. In that particular case, once again, just like in the case with this guy who the FBI knew about him, they knew a lot about that guy in Parkland.
There's a long list of mass shooters who were, quote-unquote, on the FBI's radar. This guy, the Parkland shooter, the Pulse nightclub shooter, the Fort Hood shooter, I believe the two people who shot up the San Bernardino government office, at least one of those people were on the FBI's radar as well. They have a long history of looking into potentially dangerous people and not doing much to stop them.
Yeah. So I look at that, and I just think about that stuff, and I look at the various lessons. And this is my conclusion, okay? I don't understand why politicians, the politicians get up on TV, the pro-gun advocates, they get up and they're very reasoned as well. Why isn't somebody up there screaming, you know, we shouldn't have had another school shooting after Columbine? We shouldn't have any rampage killings in gun-free zones anymore. Because we keep having them here, and you guys don't ever make a change, and I submit to you, dear Democratic blue dog leftist leadership, that you actually anticipate and enjoy the opportunity you get when your citizens get gunned down.
I don't think I'd go as far as enjoy, but they certainly take every advantage of these situations when they happen. They jump on them immediately. They almost always blame them on white supremacy, domestic white terrorism, NRA members, small genital size, white guys having a bad day, and almost all the time they're wrong in their assessments. Just to the extent that the diversity editor for USA Today did that and lost her job over it, too, this week. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I know. But you know, when you look at the numbers right now, I think there's been 7 rampage type killings they're talking about, and 70% of them have been perpetrated by Black Americans. One has been done by a Caucasian.
Right, and the issue isn't that it's done by Black people. The issue is that the media immediately makes assumptions about these shootings before the facts are known. And, for instance, the fired USA Today employees said these are always white men or angry white men acting out. And she may have mentioned the NRA. I can't remember what she said in her tweet. But almost every time these things are wrong. These people always used to be Tea Party members until they were proved. It was proved that they weren't.
Right.
I don't understand why these people continually step on the same rake over and over again, jumping to these conclusions rather than waiting until it's determined exactly who these people
are. Well, we're gonna go off the script in the next segment. I'm gonna tell you why I think that, and I want your opinion, if you will.
I'd love to hear it.
All right, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman and from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and an interesting thing just occurred as we were coming to the end of the segment, because Dan exists in the world of the Second Amendment advocate and in the journalistic side of it. So, Dan, your world is heavily influenced by fact-checking, statistics, getting it right the first time, not having to print a retraction, and not accidentally, you try very hard, as you put it, to not accidentally step on the rake.
Well, yeah, exactly, and I don't understand why big-time media steps on the same rake every single time there's one of these mass shootings.
So here is my opinion on this, and you tell me what you think about this. I'm curious. So, I believe part of it has to do with the fact that they really do believe everything they say, which I find most of the people out there right now that are ranting, for example, about angry white men who are having a bad day who practice their Second Amendment right, most of those people are white, aren't they?
Pretty much. Not entirely, but yeah, most of them are.
Not talking about the Ilhan Omars and the... the niece of the vice president, Kamala Harris. Not talking about her. I'm just talking about these people that are out there that seem to. It's become sort of a cottage industry to go after that. The other part of it is that I think they genuinely believe this, but this is where the problem comes for me. If they genuinely, for example, believe that me and you are racists, and we want to kill children, and we want to do all of this stuff. The part where I take a moment and say, let me consider this, is where I say, well, if I really believe something like that, then I almost have a morally, I am compelled to do something about that. What do you think about them?
Well, that's the logical extension. But these people aren't doing anything about anything. What they're doing is when they get a report of a shooting in Boulder, they immediately assume, without any knowledge of the situation at all, sometimes when the police are still in the building trying to figure out what's going on and stop the action, they are immediately assuming that this is the result of an angry white conservative male who, like you said, is having a bad day, is a Trump supporter, is an NRA member, and hates minorities. In this case, this was a Syrian immigrant who shot up a bunch of white people in Boulder, Colorado. And if you look at the Atlanta situation, they assumed, it was a white male who was targeting these places because there was a whole bunch of Asians working there. And it turned out that wasn't at all why he was doing it. He had some twisted sexual issue and he saw these places as enabling his own sexual dependency.
Yeah. Have you noticed that both of these incidents have frittered away?
Yeah, they immediately. That's the thing. They're huge stories.
For 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes, actually even a little longer than that, they're huge stories while they can peddle their narrative, where they can say, when they can continue, because the facts aren't known yet, they can talk about how it's another example of white supremacy and the murderous NRA. But as soon as the facts come out that contradict that narrative, then the story disappears and we're on to something else. If somehow the Boulder shooter had in fact been a white NRA member, and had been wearing a MAGA hat as he opened fire inside the grocery store, that story would still be on. We would be getting nightly updates on it, we would be getting 10,000-word navel-gazing pieces in The New Yorker and the Washington Post on what's wrong with our sick society that we still allow civilians to own firearms.
Well, but then we come back, though, to the whole supposition where I know, for example, that you don't have any picadillos about printing things on both sides, right? I know you don't have any issue with that.
Right.
You believe in a civil discourse. You believe in a fair discourse.
Right. If somebody can make an argument for a red flag laws or background check and make it intelligently and argue it, well, I'll run that, and then I'll let my readers tear them apart in the comments. But we're open to that kind of thing. But very few people on the other side of the issue seem to want to do that.
I know. But, I mean, like, they wouldn't let one of your guys publish something in The New Yorker, for example, or The Atlantic or Time.
Likely not. If somebody happened to the U.S. Senator, when a U.S. Senator posted something, ran an op-ed in the New York Post. Yeah, exactly. When Tom Cotton ran something, the editor who allowed that lost his job. So I'm guessing that if I wrote a piece in support of gun rights and why an assault weapons ban is bad policy, who knows how many people would be fired over there if they ran it.
Yeah. I think the problem that they don't consider what they're doing stepping on a rake. They consider themselves to be foot soldiers. Foot soldiers in the leftist cause, the progressive cause, Dan. The progressive cause, Dan. And so the ends justifies the means, even if they're incorrect. How often do they plan, how many retractions did you see off of Twitter when they were out there saying, another angry white guy? They just deleted the tweet, right? It didn't happen.
Yeah, and some of them didn't even bother to delete the tweet. I think that I think you're generally right. I think they figure even if they're wrong, they get that story out there, and then not many people hear what really happened or who the shooter really was. And it just goes to further the narrative and harden harden people's opinions on the anti-gun side. Because there's obviously no consequence at all to this most of the time. I have to give kudos to USA Today for actually holding one of their own to account.
Well, that was sort of obvious. I think they're beginning to understand on the left that this thing where they took the mask off and left it at the door, that was probably not a smoking hot idea.
No.
This isn't working out too well for them.
Well, how many professions are held in lower esteem than journalism these days?
That's Congress, I think.
Yeah, maybe, but that's about it. As John pointed out in the New York Post article, the New York Post isn't alone. Dead tree journalism is dying, a long, slow death. There are layoffs constantly, and it's because people have come not to trust what they tell them. It's one thing if you're a paper with a leftist center or a progressive editorial page, but you tell the news straight. The problem is the narrative and the opinions of the people who are writing the news and reporting it now bleed into the news reporting consistently. And it's not just what's written, it's also what isn't written and what isn't covered, which is just as egregious much of the time.
Thank you very much for showing up today. I do appreciate it. Dan travels a lot, goes lots of places, does lots of things, because after all, he is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.